At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on Election Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
The trot is a lot, so mark your spot.
Oh, that's three rhymes.
Yeah.
Three.
The trot is a lot, so mark your spot. Turkey Trot, the 5K in Creighton on Thanksgiving Day. Shin Daddy's out marking it off today. He's out doing the route. He's doing the route. He's the route master. He's the one who starts the race.
Where's this at?
But in Creighton, Nebraska, okay. on Thanksgiving morning.
The Turkey Trot.
Yes, he will be shooting up. Shotgun start.
He's getting a pretty good jump on this.
He's getting a good jump. He's just marking it out like that, making sure that's the exact distance. So he is out right now marking off the Turkey Trot.
Does he run it?
But, he'll run it. Yeah, he'll probably run it. Yeah, you know he would.
What do you think? Win it too.
Yeah, probably win it. Yeah.
4 minute pace.
Don't tell me he's going to win it.
He's incredible. His fitness level is extremely high.
He's like a bull.
Yeah, he is. But just imagine Shindy just leading the masses through Creighton for the Turkey Trot.
I can.
He'll wear a little turkey hat.
Oh.
He'll wear a little costume, which is incredible.
Yes. So he'll be decked out in the costume and win the race.
Yes. Yes.
And mark.
That's hard to do.
And mark the course like that. And then he'll walk the course when he gets done if there's any trash.
And help anybody, stragglers.
Stragglers. And give him encouragement.
Yep.
All the way through like that. Jake, do we have anything for breaking news?
I think we do.
The first report's back in from the East Coast. Trump is winning. The first report is back in from the East Coast. So an early lead.
Early lead in the election.
Yeah, early lead in the election. Just letting people know what's going on up there. Right. Trump has taken an early lead.
Okay.
Yes.
Early lead in the East Coast.
In the East Coast.
Okay.
Yes.
The polls open at 8 a.m. here, is that right?
What's that?
Do you have any commentary on it?
That's all we know. Analysis.
No analysis.
We're just giving you updates.
We're just giving you updates
right now.
Any opinion on this matter?
An early lead right now doesn't mean anything.
Would you like to share any opinions, Jake?
It's like being ahead in the...
I'll reserve it for after the show. How about that?
Okay. Just want to let the people know what's going on out there in New York City.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes.
That's the early update on the election in the wee hours of the morning here.
He's like Wolf Blitzer. He's like Wolf.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. 464-5685, call or text as always. Back to some audio from Matt Rhule yesterday. Sip, you had a couple clips we've not got to. We did not get to in the first hour. Excuse me. Let's get to the question about the running game and the overall offense. Here's Matt Rhule. The question was, does the lack of a running game surprise you? Here is Matt Rhule's answer to that yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah, I thought we would be playing better on offense than we are. I thought we'd run the ball better. I thought we'd have really good play action game. I thought we'd be better on third. I thought we would be playing better than we are. And again, like, you know, even within the games, like, there's times, you know, like, you know, we're down 20-7, like, the you know, we're down 10-0, the drive to answer, you know, like, I think there's moments where I'm like, okay, that's what it looks like. It's just not consistent enough. And, you know, against Ohio State, you know, like, you know, we move the ball, you know, we go on score against Ohio State four times, you know, we just get held the field goals. And so there was a lot of work this week on the red zone. And, you know, we were able to get in, you know, get in twice. But yeah, I thought we would be further along than we are.
Struggling for answers. I mean, he is. That's very apparent. And they're struggling for answers. It's obvious when they really get in the deep red zone, just running a lot of plays to get in the end zone. So they don't, there's not a lot of answers right now. Some of that is, you know, that puts some, there's a lot of pressure on Dylan Raiola.
Yes.
Right now. And now I think he was asked
about. The question was this, what is different now than the start of the season when you watch film with Dylan?
Oh, okay.
Here's Matt Rhule, not yesterday.
Well, I didn't watch anything with him this week just because it's a different, you know, he's been getting treatment all day and getting MRIs and all those things. But, you know, I mean, we're playing better people. And, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, when I recruited Dylan, you know, and when I recruited Danny, you know, I sort of talked about like, hey, come here and this is an opportunity. If you can win the job, you know, one of the benefits is playing early, you know what I mean? Like, and you go through and when you play early, everything's not going to be a sunny day. You know what I mean? And you learn how to handle all the different things that you see and you have tough moments and you overcome them. So I think this is unbelievable, invaluable experience for Dylan. When it's good, it's good. And there's been some tough moments, right? And it's like, you know, you throw the pick six, you know, but he doesn't quit. He goes back out and brings us back into the game. Heinrich comes out. He takes us down the field. So, you know, I just, this is the Big Ten. This is a whole new world, a whole different league. And every week you have to be at your best. We haven't been consistent enough. But I think for a young freshman quarterback, you know, this is on the job. This is on the job training. This is on the job learning. I mean, they're bringing, you know, they took both, you know, this is not an excuse. This is not an excuse. But we have seen difference. You know, we've had three straight teams coming off a bye going into our fourth one. We've seen so many different things. You know, the third down packages we've seen people cook up for us. It's nothing, you know, and so you're on the side and Dylan's having to compute it and learn it, as are the O linemen. And then in the second half, I thought we were better. You know, we I think at one point we were like 1-for-7, and then I think we finished much better than that. So if you can just weather the storm as a young player, you say to yourself, what am I supposed to be learning? And then you learn all these things, and that's, you know, like we played Tom Brady when I was in Carolina. We kept bringing this like zero look against him, and we got him a couple times. And then the third time, he threw a glance against us. He signaled it, and he saw it and burned us. And it's like, you know, he has such a Rolodex in his brain. I think Dylan's building a Rolodex that, while it's frustrating right now, if he weathers the storm, he'll have so much experience. And as things get better, he'll be a unique player.
Yeah, there's a trick, right? He's got to learn on the job, but at the same time, you got to, you know, you don't want to, this isn't just an experiment. You got to win games. You know, this was it's a trick, right? There's a trick to it. He's learning on the job, which is good, but he still got to win.
Absolutely. Right? It's a fine line, but what he's saying is correct. There's nothing better. Well, I'd say this. The thing that stands out to me is that sometimes when you take it with the, I think it was the Houston Texans, and Carr went there as the number one pick, and he got sacked, like, seemed like 100 times.
Yep.
He got beat up. So he bad.
Did. Oh, a ton of sacks.
I mean, Derek Carr. It wouldn't be. It was his brother.
Oh, it was his brother.
David Carr.
Sorry, David. Bill. David, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about David.
And
go ahead.
He got beat up so bad that he never recovered from it. So it wasn't like, it was learning experience. So I think right now the positive is there's learning experiences for the quarterback, but he's not just getting beat up where it's just taking body blows. Because that can happen to you, too.
Good point.
It happens in the NFL a lot. Or you say, well, you put him out there, and you just get the living crap beat out of you, and you might never be right again.
Right.
It just happens to you. So that's a positive that he's learning, but it's not. Yeah, he's taking shots. He gets hit some. I get, but it's not like it wasn't what Carr went through.
No, the protection's not horrible.
No, not at all.
Here's the deal. They have – these blitzes are causing problems, though, and they're, people are dialing up effective blitzes against Nebraska. It's not they're not just getting a hell blitzed out of them, but they've been effective, which Rhule addressed there. By the way, Dylan is what he has is a back contusion, a spine contusion, back and spine contusions. He's spasming. He would have been questionable for this week, but Rule thinks he'll be available next week. Probably something to watch, however. It doesn't sound great. Back contusion, spine contusion. Sounds painful.
The word
painful.
Contusion just doesn't sound good.
It sounds painful. But Rule did say if they played this week, he'd be questionable, but next week he should be okay. Ramir Johnson, however, what do you say about Ramir?
Is it ankle?
Ankle.
Is that right?
Questionable.
Those for a running back, an ankle? Really hard.
That's rough.
Really hard.
He ran pretty well in that game.
What was the question about the talent gap, Sip?
Okay, so Sam asked him a good question basically about just the talent in the Big Ten and what the gap is like between some teams. I'm kind of botching the question, but Rule, it'll become evident in his answer. It was an interesting answer.
It's a great question. I don't think there's much difference. I think when you Ohio State's at a whole probably a whole other level. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I mean I think UCLA is a really talented team. Okay, you look at the kid if they didn't recruit him, they're transfers from Notre Dame and USC. They're not good players.
Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget. Shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I coached at UCLA. UCLA's never had a shortage of talent. You know, there's a ton of great players at UCLA. I think you look at Indiana. Indiana's got really talented players too. The quarterback Rourke. You know, he was 10 wins and 10 wins. I think at Ohio. I mean, he's a winner. And so what they've done is they've just brought over a whole bunch of guys who know how to win. They won at James Madison. They won at Ohio, and they know how to win. And so, I don't see huge drop offs when we face different teams. It's kind of like. There's a certain level. Some teams have better O-lines and D-lines, and that's really what I think makes the difference. And some teams have better quarterbacks. And so that, you know, at the end of the day, when you face a veteran quarterback who's played a lot of football and they're in tune, they're hard to stop. You know, when Garbers was in tune, then we started getting some pressure on him, and then all of a sudden it changed a little bit. If we do a little bit better job of protecting Dylan early on, he's probably in a little bit more rhythm. So it goes back to hey, these are reps you put in your brain. You develop. You grow from, and you become better. So, but I don't see a major difference.
Here's what he's talking about. Now, again, this is just my opinion. Here's what he's talking about. Minnesota's a 6-win team right now. 4 wins in the Big Ten. 4-2.
They look really good. 4 straight.
They look
wins,
real good. They're not that much better than UCLA. I mean, game with UCLA had them on the ropes.
They did.
Should have beat them.
21-17.
I don't think Minnesota's much better than UCLA. Now, people really hammer me on saying before the game UCLA's, they're okay. I'm not saying they're not a bowl team. They're not severe limitations, but they're not. Minnesota's not appreciably better than UCLA. And if you don't believe me, just watch the game.
We said UCLA should have won that game.
UCLA had
a great
ropes.
Chance to win the game.
Had them on the ropes. So, yeah, I don't. No, there's Ohio State. Is it another level? And I'm not even. I'm not putting UCLA on Penn State's level or anything like that.
But. Let's not forget about Oregon, that team out there.
Yeah, oh, good point.
My number.
Yeah,
about
surprising.
Oregon.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're. We beat the Ohio State.
Yeah, they're pretty. And also, they at that time, they
yeah,
Oregon
thank you, Bill.
Was playing good. They still weren't playing great when they played Ohio State.
Now they're ascending.
Now they're so they're a good. Way different. Because guess what? Because now Dylan Gabriel's been with these guys a lot longer. All these things go. So they're getting better all the time.
I give Rule a pass on not including Oregon. I don't give myself a pass. I mean, he's in a tougher situation. He hasn't faced
well,
Oregon.
Well, also, he hasn't faced Oregon.
Right.
So when he was talking, he's just talking about teams that he's faced.
He saw,
so it makes complete sense.
As we assess Nebraska, there is some actual breaking news regarding a Nebraska opponent coming up. So I'm going to play the sounder. Ready for that? You guys haven't seen this yet. As of 15 minutes ago, there is a change at USC. Not at head coach, though. When Nebraska plays at USC in 2 weeks, this is per on three. Hut, hut up! USC will start Jaden Maeva over Miller Moss at quarterback. Miller Moss will not be
that's not good news.
QB1 for the Trojans when the Huskers head there next Saturday. That is news as of 15 minutes ago. On three.
Bill did call that. And that's not good news for Nebraska because Maeva will run.
He can run much better. He can run much better. It'll open up the offense a little bit more. But they had to make that change. There was nowhere you were going anywhere at 4 and 5. You have to say, okay, where are we at? And so they had to make the change. He runs the ball. So now you'll see more scramble. You'll see more legs. You'll see more things.
The good news is Nebraska will know and have to.
Yeah. And so that's kind of surprising that they made that statement.
Announcement
that far out. So they'll be pouring over UNLV film from last year.
Why would you make that announcement?
I think eventually it's kind of like there's just no secrets hardly anymore. Let's just say that complete hypothetical. There's a change of quarterback at Nebraska. Would you have any idea?
Yes.
You probably would. So sometimes
that's a good point.
It's like anymore. Because here's what happens is. You got to remember this also. It's so impossible to keep anything because at practice, they're like, all of a sudden, it's like, you have a son on the team.
Somebody,
He's just talking to your parents. What's going on? Well, they changed quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, somebody in Stromsburg now knows that, they changed quarterbacks. Well, he's going to tell someone at Casey's that they changed quarterbacks. So
quarterback.
It's going to get out. So there's not much the old, everything in the house stays in house. That just really doesn't exist.
Hard. It's hard. Certain things maybe, but not that.
Yeah. Certain things might, but it's always like it's
not quarterback.
It's really hard.
Quarterback's almost like a coaching change.
Yeah, it really is. But that is a
it is.
And they had to do that. That had to happen.
They're 4 and 5.
So what it
USC is 4 and 5.
That makes that game harder.
What it does for USC is it'll give them some hope. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, okay, I have to make this change. We have to do this. And then all of a sudden, so the quarterback now will be very spirited to play well. And also he might be able to get him out of some binds with scrambles more than what Moss could do.
Before I go too far down the road, it's a big improvement for USC. How's he throw it? Does he throw it?
He's pretty good. I mean, he was they went and got him. You know that, so they went with an
then Moss beat him out.
They went with an NIL deal. And again, how much did he beat him out? I don't know, because sometimes you sit there and you say, "Here, this was the deal at Ohio State." The rumor is like that is that Joe won the job in the spring, and they're like, "No, we're not going with Joe because help me on the name, RIP,
Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins, yes, who had beat Michigan the year before, bad, beat him bad, and they're like. We have something. We have a data point to look at. So they went with Haskins, and then Joe said, "I'm transferring." And then that's when I got in contact with him, and we got him to LSU.
The rest is history.
Yeah. So just think about that, though. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you sit there and go, like, "Well, he just threw six touchdowns in the bowl game, so it's about even." Well, and he probably has the locker room better too. He probably has the locker room better because he knows everybody. And so, and to make the move right now, like you said, if they're going to make it, I mean, that move is made, probably on the flight home. It's like, hey, we're making a change at quarterback.
So hey, check me on something. Check me on something on that talent discussion. I'm just throwing this out there. If you put Michigan and UCLA on a neutral field right now, is it a decisive Michigan victory?
No.
God bless you.
No.
See, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but what I see from Michigan and then what I saw from UCLA, I would say that's a tight game.
It'd be a good football game. The reason is because...
So don't disrespect UCLA.
It's just the record.
But the matchup works, though, Steve, is that they're not very good in pass defense. They're really bad, UCLA is. But that's not what Michigan does.
Right.
And UCLA has got good run defense. Yep. So for that reason, if it was opposite I'd be like going, no, trouble. Probably decisive, probably a 17-point game because Michigan will just run the ball every down. But they match up pretty well.
You
have a certain matchup with them.
And Garbers is a handful. Solid.
Garbers is a good quarterback.
He's a handful.
Yeah.
He is. Before we get to break, a quick plug for our friends at Trade-Offs.
Trade-Offs!
What a place. Great marketing. Experts are the gurus. They know everything about grain marketing, Bill.
The gurus of grain. The commodity king. That's what they are. They've got Tyler Reagan. He's from O'Neill.
What a last name.
Tyler Reagan. He's from O'Neill.
What a majestic last name.
And he's super tall.
Is he?
Super tall. He's the power forward of commodities.
I like
He's
that.
The power forward That's of commodities.
He's like Andre Drummond of commodities.
Yes, exactly what he is. I don't even know who Andre Drummond is. But let me know that.
A lot of
sometime.
Rebounds. Yeah, a lot of rebounds.
Yes. The power
former
forward.
Piston.
The former and piston. Okay. Like that. Is he like the big fundamental?
Not that good, but he claims he's the best rebounder in the world.
He's a very good rebounder.
That's pretty good. Can you imagine being that? If I wanted to have someone have a name that you got forwarded to you, imagine being called the big fundamental.
Oh yeah,
that was incredible.
That's just a cool Tim, thing.
That's a big. What are you? I just do everything fundamentally sound, and also
and I'm better than you, by the way.
And if they go Mount Rushmore, and right now Tyler Reagan is on the Mount Rushmore of commodities.
Is he?
He's on the Mount Rushmore of commodities. Yes.
He should be proud.
So he's just like. So if you have Mount Rushmore, the top five, no, Tim Duncan's never in it. If they go starting five, he's always in it. Take the best power forward. It's him. That's the guy that I take on the team. And so that's exactly what Tyler is. Reagan. Who's that remind you of?
Ron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Majestic.
Former actor that took over the country.
He did.
Yes, he did.
What a man.
Yes, he did.
Oh, what a great man.
Jake, real quick, breaking news.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hang on. Here we go.
A lot of it.
Breaking news. Three.
Come on, Wolf.
Yes, Bill.
Harris tied it up. They're all even. All even. Harris tied
You're
it up.
Kidding me.
No, dead even out there on the East Coast
You're
right
kidding
now.
Me.
Dead even, yes.
Well,
get to the polls. Get to the polls. Let's, it's dead even right now.
I would like some commentary.
Jake, do you want to add anything on?
Is there any
I would say this. Go to gotradas.com.
Okay,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Tyler
Reagan.
DAS.com. When we come back,
the Mount Rushmore.
NFL winners and losers next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.